Welcome. Welcome to a day of hope and promise, to a place of peace and comfort, to a journey towards truth and justice, to a community of love and courage that will help us along the way. Welcome on this, welcome to springtime in New England, too. Good to see all of you here, braving the late winter elements this morning. It is good to see you. As always, we extend a special welcome to any of you who are visiting with us today. Either here for the first time or back from a previous visit, we're very glad to have you with us. Come join us for some coffee and conversation in the dining room, get to know us a little better. Come back and see us as often as you can. If you'd like some information about our faith tradition of Unitarian Universalism or this church, stop by our newcomers table. Someone can meet and greet you there. Also, if you'd like, reiterating Gary's announcement, if you'd like to join us for the Unitarian Universalism 101 series in the fellowship room, we're starting that today as well. One additional announcement I would like to put in from the Granite State Organizing Project. We are a member organization of that. Been working on the school dropout issue. And we have a meeting scheduled with our representative, Paul Hodes, to save the Even Start Family Connection Center nationally. It's slated to lose its funding. It serves low and income immigrant families working in the areas of remedial education. And so we're hoping to save this program. Tess George, who took her daughter home from the sleepover, will be back there with a petition to sign. She'll be doing that during coffee hour. Just add your name to this so that it can be taken to the meeting with the congressman, and Tess can answer more questions about that. John Sanders will light our chalice.